Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me better than me.
I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I was trying to share my conference, my flyer for the conference. Wait, let me tell you. First of all, I got to back up here. My girl, Rasheen, had a fabulous party. When I tell you, girl, you was fly. Oh, my God, you got so much love and support, just like you so deserve, because you do so much for so many people, your family, friends, people you don't know, on your job. And when I tell you, wow, you look so awesome. Wish I could have been there, but those pictures were, you were everything, girl, just like you are. Yes, amen, amen. So on this morning, can somebody post the flyers of my conference? Please, I tried to do it myself. I don't know what I was on. It's okay. But anyway, my conference is coming up June 24th. We have some dynamite, awesome, amazing speakers that's going to come before you. And on top of that, what I'm so excited about is that this year we are inviting our younger diamonds ages 7 to 14. So bring your granddaughters, your daughters, your granddaughters, your goddaughters, your people on your block, girls. Just bring them because we are empowering them, letting them know that they're beautiful, they're fierce, and they are powerful. So, and we're going to have some great speakers who's going to be talking to our younger girls, and it's just going to be so awesome. That whole day is just going to be so awesome. So on today, I'm going to be talking about, which I so love. This is one of my favorites. I know every week I get on what's my favorite, but when I talk about Hannah, I can make it. Just talking about I can make it, because you be at a place where my cousin Cheryl, good morning. Hey, good morning, Bernadette Williams. Good morning. Just talking, those who are listening on YouTube, I'm going to be watching a replay. Good morning, good afternoon to you all. But I wanted to share just talking about I can make it, because sometimes we be at a place where we feel like, oh, my gosh, I didn't give in everything I could possibly give. Lord, I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm crying out to you. I'm believing you, God. I feel you stirring up on the inside of me. I feel, good morning, Sandy. I feel you moving and shaking up some things. I feel you moving in my life and agitating me on the inside. But, God, I'm just believing you that things are going to open up for me. I'm believing, God, that doors are going to open. When I tell you, be steadfast and unmovable on your job, in your family, in the community. Just how about just being a woman or being a man, just be steadfast and unmovable. When I tell you God is going to come through for you, he will come through for you. But the reason why God dropped this topic in my spirit about I can make it, God, it feels like, Lord, is this going to be my last night, my last day, my last afternoon? Yes, the devil is a liar. He plants all kind of things in your mind to make you feel like it's not going to shift, it's not going to move. And sometimes on the inside, we feel like, Lord, maybe I'm being ungrateful because I'm asking for so much. No, God knows what you're going to ask for before you even get on your knees to even pray to him. Even when you drive into work and you pray with him, even when you on the bus praying to him, he already knows. But Hannah was a pure woman of God. And what I love about Hannah was that her tenacity and her zeal to be steadfast and unmovable in spite of going through different trials and tribulations within life. But you know when God has promised you something, you know when you believe God for so much and you know without a shadow of a doubt it's going to be done, but on the inside you're like, okay, God, I trust and believe you, and I know you can do it, because you can. God is nothing that you can't do. You can't fail us. You can't fail Israel. You omnipresent. You omnipotent. You are God. God Almighty. So, yes, he's going to move in that situation. Yes, he's going to shift and shake them, some things up for you. But sometimes God be reorganizing some things, and those things that we don't understand. But in the midst of that, even let us pray, because I'm already on, and we didn't even pray in yet. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift it. We give you the highest praise, oh God. Touch everyone that's on this call, those who going to listen to the replay, God. We trust and we believe you, Father. It's in Jesus Christ's name we do pray, but most of all, we thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. When I think about in the midst of going through different things, we become bitter on the inside. We become bitter and angry with God because he's not moving like we want him to move. He's not shifting things how we want him to shift it in a timely manner that we think it should be fixed or we think that he should move. But God has his own plan. He has his own purpose. So he's going to do it when he thinks it's time and when he knows for sure that it's time and it's time for us, because he's not trying to harm you. He's not trying to hurt you. God loves us. Amen. Hi, Sister Jewel. He loves us. And he cares for us so much. Woo! Wait, hallelujah. My vision is on bomb today, you guys. Look, I don't even have my magnifier up looking at names on today. When I tell you, but God, look, I am also on this journey, this health journey, but I'll tell you all about that later. But look, while I'm going to just keep throwing the conference in here, I want you all to go to my page. So I want you to register for the conference. I know a lot of you was there the last time. Sister Good was there. Jewel Good. You all got to come to Empower to Win 2023. It's going to be on June 24th at my church in Philadelphia at St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church with my pastor, the overseer, Joshua Gooden. You all got to come and register and catch the early bird special, okay? Don't miss it because it's going to ready in another month. So don't sleep on it. Amen. So I want to read this here scripture to you. You can go to Eventbrite and register, or you can just go to Cash App and register through Hope Victorious. But I'm going to read our portion of scripture on today, and I'll be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, the word of the Lord reads, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore." But she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. But Hannah, on her mission, on her journey, because Hannah wanted a baby so bad. It don't even have to be a baby for some of us. It could be the dream that's on the inside of us. It could be, God, I need you to move and shift within my family. God, move and shift within my finances. God, move and shift in me for me to become a better person, have a different mindset, not be so evil and mean to other people. But God, help me to be pleasant. Help me receive people, even when people don't receive me. Help me to receive them and move past how they treat me and focus on you. Because let me tell you, vengeance is why I say it, the Lord. So you don't have to worry about those people coming up that's oppressing you and coming up against you. But Hannah, every year, her and her husband, Elkanah, they would go up to Shiloh and they would give sacrifices. But Hannah wanted a baby so bad. And just think about those things that we've been praying for. We've been asking God to move and shift in those areas. It could be our health. It could be our finances. It could just be ourselves just wanting to be a better version of ourselves, just wanting to be a better person, a better mindset, a different atmosphere that we want God to put us in, allow it, more people to come with better energy than what they give out. It could be anything that we have been praying and asking God for. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Murchison. How are you? Yes, missed you. So so she been prayed about being in bitterness of soul. But the thing about it is that so when Hannah felt like she couldn't conceive, you know, it's always the enemy always lurking around you, you know, taunting you for those things that we want so bad, things that we've been praying and asking God for, to give us help, to give us guidance, to help us to be a better person than what we are, and just being steadfast and unmovable. But Hannah was so upset. And what I love about her husband, and let me tell you, those who have been in toxic relationships, it's okay, because guess what? There is good men out here. There's good women out here. So you have to pray and ask God for God to send you that person. What I love about Elkanah is that he was so sweet, and he said to Hannah, aren't I better than 10 sons? And, of course, in her mind, she probably would say, no. But she didn't answer that. Amen. And the Bible says she didn't answer. But he gave her, so he would give portions of sacrifice each year. And in that culture, he had another wife called named Penina. And Penina was so bitter and so evil. And because she knew that Hannah wanted something that she had because Penina had children. Isn't that something when people buy houses, they buy cars, they buy different things on earth. And they know that that's something you've been praying for, something that you want, and they taunt you with it, show you all these pictures of their glorious house, and not doing it, they doing it maliciously, not doing it because they just want to celebrate and want you to celebrate with them, but just doing it maliciously, showing you pictures of, you know, and flaunting it in front of you and jingling their keys, something that you wanted so bad, something that you want so bad. But you got to be steadfast and unmovable and know that God will send you the help. Whether you're a caretaker, whether it's on your job, in the community, or just yourself, period. You know, just wanting to be a better person, whatever that thing is that you've been crying about at night, whatever that thing is that you want God to move and shift in your life. And that's what Hannah was, just wanting God to move. But one thing about Hannah is that she trusted and believed God. And even though she got to a point where the scripture I read in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, where she became in bitterness of soul. She became so bitter towards the situation, bitter towards life, bitter towards I've been praying and I trust God. Because, see, she knew that God could move. She knew that God could do exactly what she asked him to do. But her husband Elkanah thought I better than 10 sons. So he gave a word. He gave out portions every year to give sacrifices. So he gave portions to Penina, to the kids, and to Hannah. And he gave Hannah a worthy portion. So that was more than what he gave Penina, his other wife. And Penina, and I know she probably was so angry because even though Hannah didn't have kids, she looked at probably him like, I'm giving you everything, giving you children. She can't have kids. And you love this woman so much. Yes, he loved her so much. Look, favor ain't fair. Yeah, he loved her so much. And Penina just provoked her sore. If you have to read the whole chapter entirely, she provoked her sore. So she was taunting her because she wanted something, because Hannah wanted something. But look at this. Check this out. Hannah wanted something. But Hannah didn't want what Penina had. She wanted what God to give her. See, sometimes we look at other people's situations and say, oh, my God, we covet over them. You're not supposed to covet over nobody. We covet over them and wanting something they want. And the thing about it is that you don't want what they want because you don't know what they went through to get to what they have. So don't ever covet and want something somebody else has. No, Hannah just wanted her own. She didn't want none of what Penina had. She wasn't jealous of Penina. No, she wanted something that God could give to her that was her own, not covering over somebody else's situation. So she took her, that's why she's so bomb. She took her whole focus off of what somebody else had. And I'm not going to say that's an easy thing when you trust and believe in God for some things that everybody else seems like they just walking on without you. And isn't that something when you sit back and you say, God, you have blessed me with a whole family. You have blessed me with everything I could possibly want, but it's still that emptiness on the inside of me. And then we say, I'm going to back up and not say anything to the Lord because I feel so ungrateful. Bless God for where you are. Rejoice for where you are and praise God over those things that you have and not those things that you don't have. And when you begin to give praise to God, when you begin to thank God for what you do have, focus on those things that you do have. Don't you know that God will add to it? He will give you everything that you want. But first, you have to bless God and remain humble. I'm trying to read this name here. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to go back so I can see that name that just came on. Amen. But isn't that something when you trust and you believe God and you just have to believe God because he's so awesome? Good morning, Erica. How are you? Yes, when you got to get to a point where you just totally trust and believe God on top of being so bitter on the inside. See, that's where we go wrong when we wait for so long for God to answer things and we become so bitter and we become so mean. So I ask God to help us with that. I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, when Hannah was in bitterness of soul because she wanted something so bad and she knew that God could move. But what I love about this story is that even when they all went up to give sacrifices to the Lord, Hannah went up, but she went to the temple by herself. And when she went up to the temple, she began to pray. because she began to believe God. And even though the enemy was provoking her sore, even though the enemy was coming after her, making her feel like she wasn't anything, making her feel, good morning, Tyra, how are you? Good morning, happy birthday to your twins. They're getting so big. Amen. So Hannah got to a point where she was so bitter because of that situation, because she wanted something so bad. But what I love about Hannah was that in the midst of her being so bitter, she still consulted God. She still prayed unto the Lord. So that's why my topic on today is I can make it, because sometimes we feel like we can't. Sometimes the enemy be all in the back of our head. This is your last day. This is your last Easter. This is your last summer. That devil is a liar. Tell that devil to back up. When he start doing crazy stuff like that, you got to say, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. I am wonderfully and beautifully made. When I tell you, you got to start speaking back to the enemy, because he is crazy. Do you hear me? Crazy out of his mind. But you got to hold on to God. But when Hannah went to the altar, what I love about this story, when she went to the altar, she went to the house of the Lord, she went by herself. But what I love about her husband, because he was so sweet, you guys, let me tell you, some of us have been in toxic relationships, but there is good men. There is good women out here. You just got to trust and know God and believe God for that. But what I love about Elkanah was that he said to her, you know, he let her go to the temple by herself. He just sent her off with a worthy portion, and she went and she prayed and she asked God, you know, to God to release that thing on the inside of her, give her a child. But in some of us, it's not children that we're asking for. But even if it is, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, it shall happen. You got to trust God. It could be other things we're praying for a healthy way of living, being healthy on the inside. It could be a better position on our job. So how about just being a better person, the way we think, the way we act, the way we move forward in life, and not being so bitter even though other folk is mean. But we don't put out energy like that even though people is doing the same thing to us. Amen. So when Hannah went to the altar of the Lord, she sought God even in the midst of her being in bitterness of soul, even being in the midst of just being so bitter and angry. She went to the altar. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Because so often we get so angry with God and we start backing up because he didn't do what we asked him to do. Or even some of our loved ones that's not here with us today that have gone on to be with the Lord, sometimes we become so angry with God because how come you allow them to live? We don't know why God does what he does. But when I tell you everything is perfect about God, when I tell you God knows everything and he's not trying to hurt you, he's not trying to harm you, he loves you. He loves those folks that he has took on to go to glory with him more than we could ever love them. So I cherish the time of everyone that had passed in my family. Yes, it was difficult. Yes, it was hard. Yes, I didn't cry my eyeballs out, and I still be crying over my daddy sometimes, but I reflect and think about the good things that God has allowed me to be able to be with him for that length of time. And even if some of us are on this line and we don't know our parents or, you know, was adopted, but God has given you great parents. And even if he didn't know great parents that came along, but even if it was a neighbor that took you underneath their wing, praise God that he allowed somebody to come in your path but make you better so you can become a better parent. You can become a better person. So I take those things that happen when life throws you a curveball and flip it and turn that thing around to make it work out for my good. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God, and make it work out for my good. Hallelujah, because God will take a bad situation and turn that thing around for your good, because he loves you that much. He's not trying to hurt you. And when Hannah went to the altar of the Lord, when she got there, you think that the church would be a safe place for you to be, where you could just come in and throw your hair back and throw your pocketbook down. It's in some men listen to the line on the line, throw your suit jacket on the pew. But when she went into the house of the Lord, Eli, who was a priest over that temple, he accused her of being drunk. Now she's already going through. She's already being taunted at home by the other wife, Penina. Then she gets to the house of the Lord where she want to pray, where nobody's there but the man of God, and he accused her of being drunk. But what I love about him, you got to read the whole chapter entirely, Samuel chapter 1, because even when she went to the altar, he accused her of being drunk. Woo, she never cursed at him. She never got angry. She never said, no, this is church hurt. No, she was focused. And that's the thing. Don't allow the enemy to take you off your focus. Don't allow him to keep you from doing what God has called you to do by all of those distractions. Penina was a distraction. Everything else was a distraction. But she kept her focus and her mind on Lord, on the Lord. Woo, glory be to God. When you keep your focus and your mind on the Lord, when you're praying for your children as they walk out that door, when you're praying for your family, when you're praying for yourself, whatever you have asked God for, try to release and remove that bitterness. Release it and remove that bitterness from your heart and ask God to give you a better understanding. Ask God to help you and equip you to be able to move forward. Hallelujah. You all got to register for my conference on June the 24th. It's going to be awesome. Bring your daughters from ages 7 to 14 because we're going to be talking about some things, you guys, and even if they over 14, bring them anyway. Hallelujah. Because we have some teachers that's going to be pouring into them. But they fierce, powerful, and beautiful. I just love it. And for the adults, we got some amazing speakers for you. So register before the early bird special ends. I love it. If you miss early bird special, still register. Amen. But when she got to the house of the Lord, he was talking about accusing her of being drunk. But she says, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of in bitterness of soul. She says, no, I am a servant. I am just a woman in bitterness of soul, not just a woman, but I am in bitterness of soul. That's what she told Eli. That's what she told him. So she wasn't drunk. But that quick, how sometimes we go into the house of the Lord, we get upset because the usher didn't greet us right, correctly. Or we sat there and the nurse didn't give us a tissue. Or the person beside us kind of scooted over because they didn't want to see it. You got to remove all those distractions. Guess what? They there. So you got to get there too. So, but Hannah never cursed out the man of God, never disrespected him. She didn't get angry with the man of God. She said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of bitterness of soul. I'm in bitterness of soul. So she was talking, I'm bitter. Then when he heard her, and the thing about it that when Hannah went to the altar, she did look like she was drunk because he couldn't hear what she was saying, but he could only see her mouth moving. Because guess what? Whoa, glory be to God. That wasn't for the man of God to know. That was between her and God. And it was no disrespect to the man of God. But it's something that she only wanted God to hear her speak. And that's another thing. We kind of know when to shut our mouth because we tell everybody everything. You don't got to tell them everything. You hold on to that thing. Some things I have not shared with my family because I'm just waiting for God to come through in a mighty way, which I know that he will. Hallelujah. And then when the manifestation comes, then I'll tell my family. Yeah, but I share a lot with them as well. Oh, yes, I do. But some things I be so deep in my prayer closet, I can't even get a word out. My mouth may be moving. Hallelujah. But nobody don't know what I'm saying because that's between me and God because I just want God to do that thing greatly and so bold and so big in which I know that he can. So you got to hold on. And even though she says, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of the bitterness of soul. That's what she said. I'm bitter on the inside. And after that, the priest left her. And when she went home, and the Bible says knew her husband. You know they got busy when she got back home from Shiloh. She conceived and had a son named Samuel. But what I'm telling you is that she kept her focus. Don't allow the enemy to take you off course. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel that you want to fail at that thing. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel that you can't get what God has for you. I don't care what your age may be. Sometimes you be stuck. You say, oh, my God, I'm in my early 20s, I'm in my mid-30s, I'm in my 40s, 50s, I'm 60 years old now. Oh, I'm in my 70s, I'm 80s, I'm 90s. What? Keep working that thing out. Every time I turn around, my mama going to some missionary, doing missionary work, even though we be fighting up from doing missionary work. Oh, my God. But guess what? She be doing it at 81. But guess what? That's what God has given to her and has equipped her to be able to do. So sometimes her children kind of back up me and Penny and Nikki. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we go hard like, Mom. But we can't stop her because that's what God has given her to do. Amen. Amen. Hi, Cousin Marisha. Let me see. My mama just texted me something. Hi, my Isha. How are you? Amen. My cousin, so what I want you all to do is that just be steadfast and unmovable. Those things that you have been praying for God for, things that you've been asking for God for, just do it. Do it. But keep praying and asking God and trusting God. So you got to see that thing, how God is going to do it. And sometimes when we see different things, we be so afraid. I got to tell this, Lord. Sometimes when I see things, I be backing up, like backing up, because I'd be like, what, God, me? You want me to do that? But the thing about it is that, like Zechariah said, it's not by might nor by power, but God's spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. See, it's by God's spirit, so it's not by your might. It's not by your power. It's by God's spirit. So when God has given some things to you, when you are praying about some things that people say, oh, that's impossible. What? What's impossible? There's nothing impossible with God. God can do all things and do it so perfectly. But Hannah began to pray, and she trusted and believed God. I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. She believed God for what he was going to do for her. But the thing about what he was going to do for her and with and through her, which was 1 Samuel, who was an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. Oh, yes, he was. So when I tell you that thing that the enemy's taught you about so bad is because that's a blessing on the inside of you. That's so getting ready to burst up and burst out of you. When I say burst up, that means come up and burst out of you. So what I'm telling you is that be steadfast and unmovable. Pray about those things that you want God to move in your life and believe those things, and you can make it. Because sometimes you may feel like this situation and this situation I'm in, I can't make it. God, I can't make it. You can make it. Hold on to God because you can make it. Hannah probably thought, I can't even make it another year until God blessed me. But God blessed her, and then she made it to another year. Then she made it to another year. You have to get in your mind that if God is for me, who can be against me? You got to see that thing and believe that thing how you wanted to see it. That's how you should see it. When you look at your banking account, what you want in there, that's how you should see your bank account. I don't know what the statement is. I don't care what the statement say. When you go to the math machine, when you check your bank statement, you see your account how you want to see that and believe God by faith that it shall happen. Hallelujah. Even when you're praying for your children, even when you're praying for your loved ones, even when you're praying for your spouse, even when you're praying and believing God for big things, and you are, and have you ever gotten to a place where you feel like, Lord, is this is it for me? Is that all for me, Father? This is just it. This is how my life is going to be. And then God gives you a dream, and he puts something on the inside of you and wake that thing up and say, that's not all to you. I have so much more for you. You just got to be steadfast and immovable. You just got to plant your feet in the ground and be steadfast and unmovable. But what I love about Hannah is that even though that enemy was coming up and provoking her, all in her mind were all these hit thoughts. You're not going to be a good mother. You're not a good wife, or you're not going to be a good steward, or God is not going to bless you with this or bless you with that. But she kept her focus, and she removed everything that the enemy said, even when the man of God accused her of being drunk. Was she angry with the man of God? She kept her focus. She said, no, I'm a woman of the bitterness of soul. That's what she said. So that's how she felt. But guess what? She didn't respect the man of God. That didn't turn her off from going to the church. Because why? She didn't come to the church for the man of God. She came to hear a word from the man of God, but she came to pray and worship the Lord. And that's where you got to get to a place where you come in and you worshiping and you praising the Lord. Don't care about what nobody else saying sitting beside you in church. Just know they're there to get a word right, and you get a word right back. Hallelujah. And that's how you have to be. I'm not saying it's always an easy situation, but you got to make it easy for yourself and keep your focus, because that's the enemy trying to rob you of receiving what God has for you, a word for the week, a word for the month. But how about even confirmation? Amen. So say to yourself, I can make it. I know I can't hear you all, but you got put in the chat, type, I can make it, because you can make it even when you feel like you're depleted, even when you feel like I got to be replenished, even when you feel like, Lord, I feel so weak right now when I come on the job. Everybody else getting a promotion except me. I've been in this job for so long knowing that I'm qualified. But don't you know that God has something greater for you? Don't you know if you just be steadfast and unmovable, say, God, when is time for me to get a promotion? When is time for me to shift to another place or to another job? God will let you know. He will let you know. Let me trust and believe him. But you got to trust the process of some things. I know for me, that's right, I can make it, Sister Jewel. That's right, type in the chat, I can make it. And you got to believe that you can make it. Even in this time that we living in, you can make it. Why? Because my trust is in God. Your trust should be in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. God will direct when you trust him, when you believe in him, when you care for him, when you love him, and trust him with everything that you have. I trust him with everything that I have because I know I can't do things in my strength. But what I want to leave you with today, don't be so bitter and so angry with God because he's not moving the way that you want him to move, because I wasn't raised with the parents that I should have been raised with. I wasn't put in a situation, an atmosphere that I shouldn't have been in, you know, or I'm in a place where I feel like I can't go on anymore, where I feel like this is it. And you'd be surprised how many people feel like they can't go on anymore because their face is all beat, they got on makeup, they got on shoes, they got on high heels. The men come out with looking like Dapper Dan suit on, looking all handsome. And on the inside, you don't even know how they feel. You know how many times I walked out my door feeling like that? And made up and all heels on and looking all good, but on the inside I felt like, Lord, I don't even feel like I can make it. But I start speaking life into myself. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I kept speaking that to myself and believing that for myself. And that's what I said every morning, because I knew I could make it. I knew with God I can make it. I knew with God I could make it. I couldn't make it without him. You can't make it without God. You can't. I don't care how you feel, what type of strength or power you got. You can't make it without God. You can't make it without him. You got to trust and believe God. You should want God in everything that you do. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Yes, God. God is so faithful. He's so powerful. So I just wanted to tell you all to be encouraged on today. Know that you can make it. Know that God loves you. Know that he's on your side. Know that he cares for you, and he is there for you, even when you don't feel him, even when you feel like he's not there. Those are times that he's carrying you. Amen. So God bless you. My broadcast is getting ready to be over. I so enjoy you all that you come on, meet me here every Tuesday. I so enjoy you guys. Know that you can make it, and say it to yourself, I can make it. Say that to yourself right now. I can't hear you, but God hears you, just like Hannah. When Hannah went to the altar, the man of God couldn't hear her speaking, but God heard her speaking. And I'm not saying don't share anything with the man of God. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that some things she just wanted between her and God, but she was so filled up and so overwhelmed, because pastors are really good to talk to, counselors are really good to talk to, but what I'm saying is that she believed God for that thing, and she was so, oh my God, so overwhelmed in the Lord by praying that she couldn't even get a word out. So that's how you ever get to that place where you can't even get a word out. You in your bathroom crying. You in your bathroom asking God to help you move through that thing. Help you move through this thing, Father, because I feel like I'm depressed. But God, when I look around me, you have blessed me so much, and I still feel like I'm empty. Ask God to fill you up, because, yes, there's more in you. You think there's not more in you? Yes, there's more in you. Yes, Tyra, I know I can make it. That's what I say to myself every morning. I can make it, with a smile on my face. Even when you don't feel like that, when you wake up, you say those words out of your mouth. And then start putting them on your children's mirrors and saying things. And some of our children are grown. Mm-hmm. I send them while Maya is in school. Hey, what's your affirmation for the day? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You got to keep speaking it to my siblings. I say, what's our affirmation for the day? Me and Maya's affirmations are wonderful. I'm beautifully, I'm fearfully made. Another thing we say is I'm powerful, I'm fierce, and I got this. But we know it's in Jesus' name. I'm wonderful, I'm fierce, and I got this. But we know that it's in Jesus' name that we got this thing because of him. Amen? Yes. So I know I just keep talking because I feel this thing. When I tell you, I do, because I've been there going through some things. You know, I've been there. And how about you don't even have to be going through something to start feeling like you're depleted, feeling like, God, fill me up. Is there more to me than just what I'm doing? Yes, there's more to you. Ask God to give you direction, which way you should go, so you know what to do within the Lord, because he has something so great for you. And sometimes we can feel it. We can feel it in our spirit, but we can't get to that thing. You got to ask God, God, what is it that you want me to do? And in the midst of that, I can make it, because that enemy will try to come up against you and make you feel like you can't make it, make you feel feel like, oh, this is over your head. I don't care how many degrees you got. You can't make it. Oh, yes, you can make it. Even if you don't have a degree, you can make it. Even if you have a degree, you can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hold on and know that God loves you so much, and ask God to remove the bitterness within my heart for things that have happened that I don't understand. Remove the bitterness of a heart, bitterness in your heart, so you can begin to rejoice and worship and praise God. Amen. Oh, my gosh, I enjoyed y'all so much on today. Register for the conference in Power to Win for 2023 and bring your girls. It's going to be so lit. They're going to have a separate workshop from the adults, but I am just on fire today because I can make it. I can make it. Even when I don't feel like it, I'm going to speak it because I believe it. Because what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things I've seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. You may not see it, but you got to believe it. I start looking at things like, I know how it's going to be. Uh-huh. I know how it's going to be. I know how my kids is going to be because I see it. I don't care if you have people that's incarcerated. You got to see them how you want them to be, and you got to believe that thing. Just how I see it is how it's going to be for them. They will be free. When they come out, they're going to be a new man, a new woman of God, a new man of God. You got to look at people, your relatives, of how you want to see them, and trust God that it shall be. Woo, glory be to God. Oh, my God, because he's that kind of God. And even when the devil put doubt in your ears, good morning, and that even when he put doubt in your mind, what? God is not a man that he shall lie. So he's going to do it for you. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel like you can't make it, because you can make it. You can make it. And say that and spread it to your family. You and even your neighbors and your coworkers, you can make it. Amen. God bless you all. And we get ready to pray out. God, I thank you and I bless you, God. I lift up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves, Father. I thank you for just always being there with us, Father God, for always loving us. Even when we feel empty on the inside, you always show up. God, that's another thing. You always show up, even when we feel empty, even when we feel depleted, and we have given everything we could possibly give. You always show up. Hannah was at the altar, and you showed up in the midst and blessed her when she left. Oh, hallelujah. God, you already knew her prayers, just like you already know our prayers that we pray to you. Lord, we ask that, God, if you would just touch everyone on this podcast, touch those who are going to listen to the replay, those on YouTube watching, those who dialed in on Blog Talk Radio who's listening in, those who are watching on Facebook Live. God bless. Restore, equip, and replenish. God, we do thank you, Father. But most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, dying across my sins. And you send thy word, thou shalt confess thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your Son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace, Lord, that God is in your God is in your family. No, God is on your side. And continue to pray for the T. Samuel, Terry Seaworth's family, and those, Marlene Hardy, and those who are in Mr. Williams, those who are in need of prayer. Continue to lift them up and trust and believe God. Good morning, Cousin Camille. Good morning. And I love you all, and have a wonderful day. I'm just fantastically blessed on today. Amen. God bless you all, and I'll see you again next Tuesday. And register for the conference, you guys, June the 24th. Do not sleep on that. Amen. God bless you. And I'm also put, good morning, Jean. Amen. And I'm also going to put a scripture in the chat that you all, I'm going to go back in 1 minute and put the scripture in the chat, so you all can just reflect on that. Amen? Amen. So God bless you all. So look back in the chat in a couple of minutes and put a scripture that I want you all to say every day for yourself and believe and trust God. God bless you all, and I see you all on next week. Amen. God bless. And register, guys. Amen.